Head over to the legendary Shamrock Bar. That should be reasonably busy today. Chief Executive Officer of East Michigan Avenue, Rick Wilson, joins us. What's happening, Rick?
Hi, GLC. How are you? I'm just sitting over here stirring the Irish stew and making sure the green beer tastes right.
That should be easy for you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how good of a tester I am because everything tastes good to me.
So what do you got going on today?
Hey, we just, you know, we'll be here all day. We added a tent for this year to help with our overflow, being we can only be at 50%. But we got seating for about 35 people inside. We got seating for probably about another 35 or 40 outside. We'll have music going all day. And like I said, Irish stew and green beer and your favorite drinks.
Such a legendary location. Give us a little history lesson about the Shamrock,
okay, yeah.
Rick. Was it?
Sure.
Did somebody have that before Phil O'Connell?
Yeah, speaking of legendary, Dave Klima just walked in.
Oh, my goodness.
That was the previous owner.
Lock down the stools there.
Yeah, it must be St. Patrick's Day, because I think that's the only day during Lent that he's allowed to drink. Actually, the Shamrock came to be, according to Rick Klimmer, who unfortunately has passed away now. He was working on a bar book in Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Dates back to 1941 is when it opened. I believe Lauren and I are about the seventh owners of the Shamrock. And
mm-hmm.
It's going to be 10 years in May already, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gone by quickly, but yeah, it's as you know, you call it legendary. People call it their neighborhood bar, even if they live 30 miles away, because they grew up around here, you know, and they love their little Shamrock Bar. And you hear all the stories about, you know, when, you know, now grandparents coming in talking about their grandparents bringing them in. So yeah, it's a great place. You know, we have a lot of fun here, and we're just really happy to be back open. And I remember a year ago how sad that was. But you know what? We made it past it, and
yeah.
we're ready to double up this year.
How tough has the year been, Rick?
Yeah, it's been difficult. But like, you know, we had a long time, and being a smaller business, I think it was a lot easier than your larger restaurants and bars. You know, we were able to survive, you know, pretty good. And you know, we're good. We're doing good, and especially seeing a pickup over the last couple of weeks, and you know, we plan on keeping it going.
You seeing you know, some people coming back and your regulars?
Yes, a lot of the regulars are coming back. Some still are a little cautious. You know, we just, you know, we encourage people to wear their masks when they come in. Well, of course, they have to when they're up and about. Everybody seems to be getting pretty used to that. I'm probably the worst offender out of all of them. Because, you know, I talk a lot, and I don't like that mask in my way.
Yeah.
We're real happy. I mean, we've opened up, and we've done very well.
So, and they have a couple big screens over there. You watch the games, and I know you have a pretty big Michigan crowd.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, yeah, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Notre Dame, when those teams play, we get good crowds in here. But, yeah, pretty much the larger crowds are your Michigan crowds. But we, you know, it's a great place to watch a game. We got the surround sound that we all put on for all the big games. Got a really fun jukebox that we have here that seems to play about 24/7. So just like I said, we got I say the best burgers in town, but come on over and try them, and you can decide yourself. They're 3/4-pound burgers, but we're not doing burgers today. We're just doing the Irish stew.
Irish stew and a lot of green beer.
And a lot of green beer, yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of it, so come on by for sure. I know you've been here a couple St. Patrick's Day.
Just a few. I think probably before you were born.
No, you're not that much older than me.
Yeah.
A little bit, but not that much.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Good luck.
Hey, thanks for having us on, and come on by if you get a chance.
You bet. Rick Wilson at the Shamrock. Big day over there for St. Patrick's. Again, the Irish stew and the green beer. And don't need much more than that.